lower at 2,930 US an ounce, and the Australian dollar is higher. It's buying 62.9 US cents. Recapping the top story in this bulletin, a jury in London has found soccer star Sam Kerr not guilty of racially harassing a British police officer after a night out in January 2023. The weather for Queensland, isolated to scattered showers and thunderstorms across most of the state, apart from areas west of about Winton to Quilpie. Moderate falls possible over the state's far north. Cairns and Bundaberg, 32. Townsville, 31. Mackay, 29. Rockhampton, 33. Mount Isa, 39. In the southeast, partly cloudy with a chance of showers. Brisbane and Logan, 31. Ipswich, 32. Golden Sunshine Coast, 30.
You're listening to ABC Western Queensland.
Ten past seven on this Wednesday morning. Yes, it's the 12th of February. And yes, it's Williamson Wednesday. So if you want to hear a John Williamson track, 0487 993 222, the number to text. You're with Danny Kennedy on this Wednesday morning. And shortly, alarming health statistics for Southwest Queensland show people are more likely to smoke, drink and exercise less. Smoke and drink more and exercise less compared to other parts of the state. However, there is a new program trying to address that challenge, and we'll hear more about that very soon, in a couple of minutes' time. And something you would have heard earlier this morning, the federal government saying it's prepared to buy Rex Airlines if a suitable buyer for the airline. It's unlikely to be found or unable to be found. We'll have more on that before 7:30 as well. But before we go any further, we might check weather. Some flood warnings around for rivers and streams in the outback. Major flood warning for the Flinders River. A moderate flood warning for the Thompson River and a minor flood warning for the Barcoo River. And a minor flood warning for the Western River and a flood warning for the Diamantina River. For the Central West and the Channel Country today, sunny morning. Chance of a thunderstorm in the southeast during this afternoon and evening. Winds north to northeasterly, 15 to 25 kilometres an hour. Becoming light in the middle of the day. Then becoming north to northeasterly, 15 to 25 kilometres an hour in the late evening. Daytime maximum temperatures, 34 to 41 degrees. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a slight chance of a shower. Maranara and Warrego today and tomorrow, partly cloudy. Medium chance of showers in the east and south, most likely during this afternoon and evening. Near zero chance of rain elsewhere. Chance of a thunderstorm, possibly severe. Northwest to northeasterly winds 25 to 35 kilometres an hour, tending northwest to southwesterly 15 to 25 kilometres an hour in the middle of the day, then tending northeast to southeasterly 20 to 30 kilometres an hour in the evening, and daytime maximum temperatures 36 to 42 degrees. The northern goldfields and upper Flinders and the central highlands and coalfields today, partly cloudy, slight chance of a shower, chance of a thunderstorm. Light winds becoming east to southeasterly, 15 to 20 kilometres an hour in the late afternoon, becoming light in the evening. Daytime maximum temperatures 32 to 37 degrees. Tomorrow partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers in the north. Longreach today sunny and a top of 40. Barcaldine sunny and 37. Blackall sunny and 38. Isisford and Winton sunny and 39, the maximums. Tambo partly cloudy and 37. Charleville, partly cloudy, 39. Augathella, partly cloudy, 38. And Cunnamulla, mostly sunny and 42 degrees.
Being a parent today.
Ugh. I've blocked my mum.
Join Amanda Keller, Kate Ritchie and Nazeem Hussain to laugh and tackle the tricky issues.
It's going to be a wild ride.
The role of a lifetime starts Tuesday, February 18 on ABC TV and ABC iView.
Well, alarming health statistics for Southwest Queensland show people are more likely to smoke, more likely to drink and exercise less compared to the rest of the state or other parts of the state. A new program, however, is trying to address this challenge and prevent the growing burden of chronic disease. Maddie Forbes is the Acting Senior Health Practitioner at Health and Wellbeing Queensland. She spoke with Peter Quattrocelli about the new Wellness My Way program in the state southwest.
We launched last year in August, so we're in month 7 of our implementation. We originally launched in the Maranoa Regional Council area, and at the beginning of this year in January, we've now expanded out to the greater southwest Queensland region.
Why is there a focus on southwest Queensland?
So there's a growing burden of chronic disease in Queensland. So across all of Queensland, about 1 in 4 people are currently living with a chronic condition. In southwest Queensland, we do know that people are more likely to not be reaching adequate levels of physical activity. There are higher levels of smoking and higher levels of risky alcohol consumption.
What types of health risk factors are most common for people that live in southwest Queensland?
The people living in the southwest are more likely to not be reaching adequate levels of physical activity. There are higher rates of smoking and higher rates of risky alcohol consumption. So these are all things that can impact our long-term health. So they contribute to our risk of chronic conditions.
And what sort of chronic diseases are you talking about there?
Yeah, chronic conditions are long-term conditions that are often preventable. So this includes things like type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and some types of cancer as well.
Do you know if those things are more common for people living in southwest Queensland?
So data does show us that the rates of chronic disease are often higher in regional areas compared to major cities, but there are many contributing factors to this. So Wellness My Way is being offered to the southwest Queensland region so that we can support the community to stop these health problems before they start.
What are some of the lifestyle changes that people can take to help prevent those things?
So there's a range of things that we can be doing to support our health. So we can eat a balanced diet across the 5 food groups, making sure that we move more by increasing our levels of physical activity, decreasing the amount of time that we spend sitting or being sedentary, quitting smoking, and also reducing our alcohol consumption. So the programs that our health coaches can refer you to cover a wide range of these risk factors so that there is support there for everybody. There are free nutrition and physical activity programs, programs that can support you with your mental health, cooking skills, and alcohol and drug support as well.
You know, it's pretty new, but it's been around for a little bit. How's the uptake been so far?
Yeah, so we've had about 250 people complete the health assessment so far. And these people have set about 500 health goals with the support of the telephone coach. And we've seen 160 referrals into different health programs in the southwest region. And the feedback has been really positive. We've had about 90% of people say that they would recommend this program to their friends and family. And people have told us that they find this a really simple thing to do for their health and that they find the support of a telephone coach really beneficial. So we've set some really ambitious targets for this pilot. We're hoping to see 1,000 people across southwest Queensland complete the health assessment and 30% of these people to participate in a program that they're being referred to by their telephone coach.
So for people that want a free health checkup, how can they do that?
So it's available to anybody in southwest Queensland who is over the age of 18. So to participate, all you need to do is search Wellness My Way. You can also visit the Health and Wellbeing Queensland website to find us. Or you can call 13 Health to do the health assessment over the phone if you prefer. So 13 Health is 1-3-4-3-2-5-8-4.
Maddie Forbes there from Health and Wellbeing Queensland talking about the Wellness My Way program in the state southwest with Peter Quattrocelli. It's 7:18. Here's Earth, Wind and Fire.